Well, I think you may recall that INEC was the one that was mandated with the responsibility for designing a timetable for the general election for 2011. Now, when the timetable was issued, all political parties were expected now to also begin the process of coming out with their guidelines and then timetable for elections in line with the INEC timetable. And for us as a party, we commended the INEC for coming out with the timetable at that time because time was not on our side. We did note that at that time when they issued the timetable already, we were way back behind schedule. But we as a party, we resisted the temptation of making noise because if we did or we have done, it would have been misunderstood. So because it is this party and this government that fought hard to ensure that we got a new electoral law. And we are lucky also to have a man of integrity to be the chairman of the INEC. So we didn't want to do anything to undermine their effort. So, but as we started our own process of preparation for 2011 elections, now there were cries all over the place that time was too short. And that's how INEC now invited all the political parties, about 62 of them, and discussed about 2 days back that they will need to adjust the timetable to get another window of at least 3 months. So in view of the fact that this agreement has been reached between INEC and the major stakeholders, PDP felt that we should now jettison our program for the time being until a new timetable comes out from INEC.
Professor Akali, does the PDP, the ruling party, support the INEC's proposal to postpone the election date for the general election?
Yes, during the stakeholders meeting, which was organized by INEC, our national chairman, Dr. Kwesi Lenghodo, and other senior members of the party were in attendance. And they joined other political parties and other stakeholders in the country to say, well, if INEC felt time was not in his favor, we as a party will support that, because the entire argument is that if this argument, this complaint came from PDP, the next thing would have been that PDP is trying to undermine the electoral process. So that's why we are happy that all these complaints first came from members of the opposition political parties and civil society organizations. So for us as a big party, the more time we get, the better for us.
Did every single party unanimously agree that time was too short for the general election?
Well, I think in a popular democracy, majority always carries the vote. I think the consensus generally has been that, yes, INEC needed time. Because, you see, in St. Peter, what happened was that during the plan for the election, we had a total of about 9 months. And it appeared that in the plan, about 4 months, from February, March, April, up to May, were dedicated only for litigations. Whereas the months of September, October, November, and December, and January were now dedicated for one, primaries by the political parties, with registration of voters, campaigning, and then elections. In a country like Nigeria, it's very difficult for a presidential candidate to go around the country in less than 40 days. So if you calculate the total number of days left, it was not much. So for us as a political party, the largest and the ruling party, the decision there is in our favor.
What is the expectation of the PDP, of the Electoral Commission's ability to organize a credible vote? Because opposition parties have regularly accused the PDP of rigging the vote, just like in 2007.
Well, I think, you see, we as a country, we are a developing and emerging nation, and the Nigerians being robust and highly articulate and politically conscious, expectations are always very high. But I must say, with all sense of responsibility, over the past few years, under the PDP government, we have achieved tremendous progress. One, for example, for the first time in the history of this country, and under a civilian setting, our own constitution, the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, was amended to address certain areas, especially those relating to electoral matters. And today, that constitution has been applauded as a very good document, at least for now. Now, as part of the amendment of the constitution also, there was this cry over the electoral practices and the rest of it, and government committed itself to ensuring that a new electoral law was brought into force. Today, again, the National Assembly, in conjunction with the president and other stakeholders, we will be able to produce a new law. And sadly, Mr. Peter, also, it's easy to forget that this same government under PDP that was able to produce a man of integrity, I'm referring to Professor Atiru Jega, to be the chairman of INEC. And that if it is the reason that you have PDP government that all these things were done, we have every reason to, I think, thank ourselves that we have been taking the interests of Nigeria at heart.